Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 162, Doers of the Word. James 1:22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Let that land for a moment. Not hearers only, doers. James is not scolding you. He is not disappointed in you. He is protecting you from a deception that grows slowly, quietly, one that we build ourselves without ever noticing. Think about it. There's been a Sunday, a morning, a moment when a message reached somewhere deep in you, a verse that felt written for exactly where you were. You left with your heart full and something in you saying, this time it'll be different. And then the week came and the feeling faded and nothing changed. That wasn't hypocrisy. That wasn't weak faith. It was simply this. You heard, but you didn't act. And what never becomes a gesture disappears. James gives us an image that cuts right to the bone. He talks about someone who walks up to a mirror, looks carefully at his own face, sees what he needs to see, and then walks away and forgets what he looked like. He didn't deny what he saw. He just did nothing with it. And knowledge that doesn't move us doesn't stay in us. That is the quiet deception. It's not unbelief that derails us first. It's the assumption that listening is already enough, that attending is the same as obeying, that knowing is the same as doing. Nobody has to trick us into this. We are remarkably good at doing it ourselves. But here is where the text turns. Because James isn't closing a door, he's opening one. He's saying, the word of God wants to move through you. It enters through your ears, yes, but it is on its way to your hands. The faith God calls alive has hands. It forgives the person who hurt you. It reaches out to the one who is alone. It serves before it is served. It shows up even when showing up costs something, when the word becomes a gesture, when it takes on skin. The world around you can actually read it, and that is where it carries real power. And it doesn't have to be grand. That is what I want you to walk away with today. Doing the word is rarely dramatic. It is almost always small. It is repeated. It is an apology offered at the right moment. It is stopping to truly listen to someone. It is that one act of help you have been putting off. Every small step of obedience plants the text deeper in you, deeper than any sermon you only heard. So today, the call is simple and it is concrete. Before breakfast, before your phone pulls you somewhere else, read today's, it's verse one more time, James 1:22, and choose one obedience, just one, an apology you owe, an encouraging message to someone who is in the middle of a hard season, a small act of help at home you've been avoiding. Choose one and do it, not later. Before breakfast, stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.